Quality of life, peace of mind, and emotional well-being of our senior citizens are the elements that motivate Tanya Regan, owner of Affordable Assist Private Care. Glad to have you on the show today, Tanya.
Thank you.
So tell me what Affordable Assist Private Care is. Tell me what this business is.
We are a non-medical home health with skilled workers. We do several different skills. We do personal care. Mm-hmm. We do relocation. We do vacations. We do pre-op. And we just are more...
So tell me what that means. Like, so who are your typical clients that you work with? So it's senior citizens that are living in their own personal homes, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And so your staff would do what? When you say we help with vacations, what does that mean?
So if a family wants to take a patient that we have, a geriatric, or even not our patient, mm-hmm. on vacation, then we assist with that.
Okay.
Because we've had several that say, like, go to Washington, D.C. that are veterans, mm-hmm. but they need a caregiver.
So, you know, if I have an elderly grandma that lives in town and I want to go on vacation with her, I could hire Affordable Assist Private Care to come assist the travel to take my grandma on a vacation with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Interesting. Where did the concept of this idea come from for you?
My grandfather.
So you do have scrubs on, so you, yeah. you must be in the business more than just, you know, kind of owning and running it from afar. You must be kind of doing all the things.
Yeah, I also went to school for my associates in RN. I haven't finished it yet, but we are working to get that finished. My business took off, so I'm looking forward to doing that. But I do everything, mm-hmm. from the office work to the policies to the caregiving, bathing, mm-hmm. relocating, vacationing.
Yeah.
Everything.
So your grandfather is the kind of spurred the idea of this business within you.
The location or the vacation. Yes,
the vacation part of things.
Yes.
Where in general, why started, you know, you're working on an associates with to do RN, you're interested in medical field. Why start a business?
Well, in 2012, I was hit by an impaired driver. Mm-hmm. And I worked
an elderly driver or just
an impaired. Well, he was alcohol drinking or something.
Okay. Yeah.
And my insurance at the time didn't care. No one could help me. Mm. And so I had two minor children that helped me from eating, bathing, everything. Mm. So I just prayed through it and I asked the Lord to help me. And if I got through it, I would help my community.
Mm.
So that's what I've been doing. It took me about 3 years after 2012.
So, yeah, that's an interesting inspiration, is that you saw the need, mm-hmm. to have assistance and you were lucky enough to have children that could assist you with things, but not everybody's in that situation.
True.
And so that was kind of your inspiration to start things.
Yes, ma'am.
What, why stay not so in the medical field of just personal care of, you know, kind of assisting in the way you're assisting? What was the decision to do that and not just home health, medical specific?
Well, I think there is more insurances that would pay for our services other than TennCare and Medicare. TennCare and Medicare also tie our hands at times. Mm-hmm. We'd go 24/7, where if we work for Medicare or TennCare, we cannot do that. Mm-hmm. We can travel to and from the doctor's office in town and in out of state as well. But if we took those TennCare and Medicare, we cannot do that. So the longevity of our business is a big wide. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What? How is the learning curve been? Because I think TennCare, Medicare, that is a beast in itself to learn. And just knowing, you know, people start, I want to sell clothing, go out, sell clothing. There's not a lot of legality to that. There's not a lot of insurance. You know, I mean, I get an insurance, here's your list of benefits. And it's like, this is Greek to me. I can't understand anything. How did you learn all the things that you needed to learn, the legalities of your business? You know, how you've been in business for 7 years. How do you know all the stuff you need to know?
I don't think you ever learn everything. It's always you have to stay updated,
mm-hmm.
because the state of Tennessee has come in our office last week, and now we have to have more policies.
Mm.
So everything's always changing, and you just have to study, read mm-hmm. up on it, and try to.
Yeah, continuing education to kind of stay up on things. So what was the first service, you know, after 7 years, I'm sure you've added things in over time of we could do this for our customers, clients, patients.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Patients.
Yeah. So, what was the first service that you thought this is going to be how I launched this business?
Private care. I had like 3 to 4 private patients personal for myself, and I worked 24/7 just trying to get my name out there. And
it was just Tanya going in and working with each patient that you, and what kind of services were you doing with these patients? Like the first patient that you ever worked with, what kind of services were you providing for them?
Personal hygiene.
So helping them bathe, helping them kind of
preparing their meals, transporting them to the doctor, cleaning the house.
So kind of what we would think of as like a personal assistant, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but they're elderly, that it's not as easy for them to get around. You named your business Affordable Assist Private Care. How important is that affordable piece of things for you?
For my heart and my mental health, it's huge. You have these little people at home who sometimes can't even remember their name. So they're not going to remember tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So having someone that's going to come in and be patient with them and it be affordable is kind of comforting for them.
Is this kind of a step before a nursing home is to work with you and what you're doing? Is that it's the value of keeping these patients still in their own home,
yes, ma'am.
In the comfort of what they know. The move for an elderly family member to move to a nursing home, from what I understand, is pretty great and could be detrimental to their health at times.
Yes, ma'am. And we also try to accommodate to keep them at home financially. Mm. When it is time they need more care, we try to accommodate that so we can go ahead and keep them at home mm-hmm. instead of putting them in a facility.
Has that been a hard process for you to kind of know that line of how to keep your employees safe and in the best, you know, place possible, but then keep your patients safe and in the best place possible? Has that been a difficult, I imagine it would be way really heavy on you.
Yes. There are patients that seem to go through several different companies and they have a history. Mm. So we try to keep ourselves educated on them, ask questions, referrals, because if it's not a good situation for my workers, I don't want to pick that up.
Yeah.
And vice versa. If I have a patient a worker who is not patient and compassionate and I get one phone call, I try to move that person as well.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's been a huge, you know, you started the business because you knew what it felt like to need help.
Yes, ma'am.
That doesn't mean you knew how to create the company culture, instill in employees the work ethic, the culture that you want. I mean, how did you learn over time of what you wanted this company to look like?
Again, I think my whole process in this was my faith and love and compassion, knowing what I needed and didn't have it. I wanted to give everything. And then I wanted to train my employees to have compassion, empathy, patience, kindness, and to see if something needed to be done, regardless if it was in your task, go ahead and do it.
How big of a factor has your faith been in the hard times? Running a business is never easy, especially in the first couple of years. I think they say that once you've hit the 5-year mark, you're kind of, you can take at least a sigh of relief. but how big has that faith been with you?
I think because of my faith, we're still open. You know, the gift that we give to these geriatrics in the last season of life is very rewarding. It's very stressful. But at the end, we're able to care for the geriatrics in a way that I feel is Christ-like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like that you said it is very rewarding, but it is very stressful, mm-hmm. and it's very heavy. I mean, when you're working with people towards the end of their lifespan, I'm sure that there's patients that you've lost, that have passed away while you've been working with them. How do you kind of manage that stress yourself?
Well, I stay emotional. Because we love them all.
Yeah, I'm guessing that it is hard. I mean, you become family. You've created a culture where you want your staff to feel like a family member. Some of these people, you may be closer than family members of theirs.
Yes, we've had several that we've had from 9 years to 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because we are a sister with hospice, so we do take care of those last-minute patients just because sometimes they don't have anybody.
Yeah. We'll be right back. More on the way with Tanya Regan. Welcome back. I am here with Tanya Regan from Affordable Assist Private Care this morning. So often, you know, people don't necessarily, most people probably don't want help, period. So, you know, it might be family members, a husband or a wife that needs assistance with their loved one. How does that process look? Somebody reaches out to you and says, what?
So we have many different applications for services, but they, and we are in the business, and they'll call us and say, my mother needs help. And they'll tell us everything, all her ailments from dementia to Parkinson's disease to bedridden, and just need us to come in, do personal hygiene, you know, whatever their needs is. So we have an intake form. So they do the intake form, then we go into the home, we meet the patient, we see the surroundings, and then if the patient needs a hospital bed or if the patient needs a commode or depends, everything that we have is free to take to the home, and then in 24 to 48 hours, we can start serving the patient.
That's a quick turnaround time from, you know, reaching out. What do you think is the number one factor that holds people back? You know, I'm sure that there's a lot of patients that you've worked with that you could have kind of alleviated some of the pain points of their lives earlier, but people don't reach out to you when they need to. What do you think is the one thing that holds people back?
Fear, not knowing the person, reality of what's happening. Different caregivers, when they kind of want one, but they need like 40 hours and it takes two. So their insecurities and fear, I believe, is the biggest problem that I have with our patients.
And I'm guessing just that that fear to say, I'm not 25, 35, 45 anymore. I'm not as independent. I'm not at a point where I don't drive anymore. But I think that when you get to that point where you're no longer driving, losing that independence feels like a failure, I'm guessing a bit. And so, you know, how do you help ease that fear, that failure feeling? How do you go about with kind of, you know, with the utmost respect possible to realize that people don't have to help your patients realize they don't have to struggle as much as they are?
Well, I like to say that me and my girls and young men bring joy. Mm-hmm. We don't bring a closed mind. We're always upbeat. we're willing to just sit and listen for however long. We will sing with them. We will pray with them. Anything to make them comfortable is what we try to do.
Well, and I think that, you know, sometimes if you're strictly in a medical field, it's, I'm coming in, I'm going to, you know, give you your medicine. I'm going to take care of your vitals. I'm going to, you know, it's very sterile. Mm-hmm. And it seems like there's a human element. You've taken that kind of sterile part out of home care that sometimes can be there sometimes, and you've put in the human element.
Yes.
Has that been really important for you as you've developed this business over the 7 years to make sure that, you know, your staff is kind of part of the family of mm-hmm. celebrating the little thing? I mean, when you're an elderly patient, I'm guessing there's not as much joy. You know, you're not going out and seeing people and doing all, you know, I can go home and say, oh, I saw so-and-so at the grocery store today, and that was really cool. We caught up. That your patients aren't necessarily experiencing those things as much.
Correct. We do include them. Like if they do need us to go to the grocery store, we take them with us.
Mm-hmm.
We try to get them in aerobics. So anything to show some form of life, we try to include in our day-to-day with them.
My grandparents live in an assisted living facility, and I went to their chair aerobics class with them at one point. A year or two ago. I'm 43 right now. And, you know, I was maybe 42 at the time. And my grandparents said, you know, this is our granddaughter. And I felt like I was 10 years old at the time. Like, I just felt so excited to be, you know, my grandparents showing me off. And I just, you know, it was that kind of childlike feeling. And so I'm guessing being able to have the, you know, have them do those normal kind of everyday tasks that you and I may think, I got to go to the grocery store again. But that's a big deal when you're elderly and you don't have that freedom to just run out and go to the grocery store or go to an aerobics class or, you know, so being involved and getting them out and about. And I think the quality of their lives are better when you're able to do those kind of things.
Yeah, we take our women to get their hair done still once a week. We take a young man to still do his toes. So we try to keep their life exactly the way it was. We just try to be the extra in their life that they need, from the driver to, of course, going to the grocery store, whatever their extra needs. That's what we try to be.
So when you're in a service business, it's really easy to kind of look at the services you're providing and your patients and how you're impacting them. But you are an employer and you have staff and you have to kind of know the business that you're running and make sure that you're able to pay your staff. You're responsible for some of their livelihoods. How is that part? You know, we've talked a lot about your patient care. How has just being a business owner and employing people been for you? You started off with just Tanya, you know, working with a couple patients, and then, you know, you got to the point where you had to employ people. How's that been for you?
We've not had a lot of overturn. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we
turnover.
Must say. Turnover. Mm-hmm. But we have 40 people for us now.
Tanya, that's huge.
It's been amazing. A lot of my employees have been with me from 5 years.
Yeah.
I have two that has been with me since day one.
Wow.
And so we were just using Indeed. Mm-hmm. But now we have the website. And then we also use At Work mm-hmm. staffing. So it's pretty hard for me on my shoulders because I'm thinking if something was to happen, I have all of these employees and all these patients mm-hmm. that's going to go hungry or something.
Yeah, yeah. Without services, the services for sure that they need. And I mean, having a staff of 40 from a business idea that just kind of was birthed from your own struggles. Yeah. That's a huge, I mean, it is definitely a God thing.
Yes.
You know, that this was put on your heart to impact these 40 other families, you know, that you're employing. It's pretty amazing.
It It is. All I can say
does
is,
it stop? Do you stop to think about running a successful business? You know, you said you're going to RN. You know, you're trying to get your associates in nursing. But being an employer is a huge impactful thing that sometimes I think people stop to. You're so in the business, you forget to look at the growth you've had.
I don't ever want to be in a place where I'm okay.
Yeah.
I want to be ambitious all the time.
Yeah. Growing and keep doing more and more.
Who else can I help?
Well, and, you know, there could be a lot of burnout in working with, you know, like you said, some dementia patients that might not know who this person is. It can be a thankless job. And I think that keeping staff around in a position that could be thankless says a lot about the company you're running.
Well, thank you.
We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I have Tanya Regan of Affordable Assist Private Care in today. So the easiest way to reach out and kind of know what services you offer, how to start the process, is on your website. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your website address?
It's affordableassistprivatecare.com.
Affordableassistprivatecare.com talks about all the services. What would you suggest, kind of, when is the time that people need to know it's time to reach out?
For me, when someone continuously forgets something. When someone needs help getting in and out of the shower, extra doctor's appointments, those things.
When life isn't just quite as easy as it used to be.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it seems like you're just kind of that cherry on the top of a sundae that it's like, okay, it's kind of life's starting to get a little sloppy. Life's starting to get a little agitated. Mm-hmm. You know, the comforts and ease of life are not what they used to be. It's time to reach out and see if there's services that you can provide.
Yes, ma'am.
One of the things you pride yourself on, like I said, it's in the name, Affordable Assist. You work with different income levels, different lifestyle levels. I think sometimes you think, well, if I'm not using 10 care or Medicaid, I can't afford anything else.
No, absolutely. We will accommodate that client for their budget.
Yeah.
It's like we want to make sure that everybody gets to stay at home, and that is my goal, to be taken care of and at their home.
In their own personal space that, you know, kind of the end of life is the best that possibly can be.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a point where things get too elevated that your team can't work with somebody and it is time to go somewhere else?
No, ma'am. We do all the way up to hospice. So not that we do hospice, but we are almost like a sister with hospice. We work alongside of them. So we'll do the care all the way up to the final time.
Which, like we mentioned earlier, often that move to assisted living can take a hit on, on elderly health. You think of, you know, a home that you lived in for 50 years, you know where everything is, you know your way around, you could probably do it, you know, whether your vision is 2020 or whether it's not 2020, you just know, you know, it's your space and there's a comfort level there. And moving into another facility might not have that same effect on people. It might diminish things.
If the family chooses to go that route, we go with them. Mm. So we are able to go in the nursing homes, the hospital, assisted living, and stay with them until they get adjusted and accommodated.
Yeah.
And even we will stay there full time if that's what they need us to do.
Wow. So you're based out of Crossville.
Yes, ma'am.
But you cover 14 counties.
Yes, ma'am.
And so as you've expanded, I mean, I'm sure that that's not where you started, is in 14 counties. Where do you see Affordable Assist Private Care going in the next, you know, you've been around for 7 years, which is, and 40 employees. Where do you see things going in the next 5 to 10 years?
It's unimaginable, I think, but I couldn't see myself where I'm at now.
Yeah.
But I want to say, as long as I continue, or we, because I'm not just me, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's us, continue the way we are. Hopefully we can be in a lot of other places.
Do you anticipate kind of going outside the state of Tennessee, or do you think that you have a lot of those health regulations, like you mentioned, TennCare? Obviously, TennCare is a state of Tennessee, you know?
Yeah.
And so going outside and learning other regulations would probably be a huge undertaking.
Well, we have looked in Alabama fully, and I think it's Baldwin County. Mm. One of the trips that I went on with a patient, they had hospice, but they had no private care. Mm. So we have been looking in for about a year now. We haven't decided, but I think, yeah.
You're expanding outside of the state.
To Alabama.
Which is so interesting, just to think of you kind of made lemonade out of lemons. You yes. know, this whole journey has been that you were in a difficult situation. Mm-hmm. How often are people, you know, you're not elderly. You just needed extra assistance for a short time period.
Right.
How often do you take patients on that are in that kind of situation that you were in that they do need help for a short period of time? My sister she's had breast cancer. She has a broken ankle. She's had quite the summer. It's been a lot for her. But having assistance for, you know, a month or two might have been nice for her. Right. But she's just been making her 8-year-old help her around and all that stuff.
We would love to help anyone in that situation. Mm-hmm. I think just having more advertisement that, yes, we also offer that service mm-hmm. would be something that would help us.
Yeah.
But we, as of right now, I think we still have like 4 patients that we're helping through. One of them was a car wreck. Mm. One of them is a stroke, but he's doing wonderful. And one of them, he had surgery, so.
Yeah. So short-term care for those
yes.
couple that were needing it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so excited to hear, you know, I hear your mission and what you're doing. How do you feel that you've been able to impact the community, not just the Crossville community, but the 14 counties you're in? How do you think that your business has changed the layout of, you know, home care that people are able to get in our area?
I can't speak on other home health. I think for me and for us, financial, you know, obligation is one of them. But our compassion, our willing to go above and beyond, and just our faith and every mm-hmm. one of our workers, we're all part of the faith.
How do you keep your head above water, if you will? Like we mentioned earlier, it can be a thankless job. You know, your patients may not remember their caregivers day after day. They may not, you know, sometimes you can be agitated in that yeah. situation if you don't remember things. How do you keep your head above water and then in turn help your employees realize that what they're doing is so valuable?
I just remember that every day you'll have good and bad consequences. You have bad consequences for bad, and you have good for good. So I just always want to be good. Mm-hmm. So I try to do that, which leads me on a good path, and it helps me to understand like every aspect of what's going on.
Yeah. Well, and I think kind of you can look at the glass half empty and the glass half full. Mm-hmm. And when you try to take the beauty out of situations, whether they might seem beautiful to other people, you know, I think that helps you lead a business the way you're leading a business. When you feel like you're truly serving in your purpose, it's obvious that you don't feel like you're just taking care of patients. You feel like you're part of the family, and you're instilling positivity towards the end of life for some of these people.
Absolutely. And I will say that we try our best to encourage watching church, praying, mm-hmm. singing, because all the way up to the last moment, they seem happier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if others are allowed to do that. But for me, just having that spirit with us at all times and in helping share it with our patients, it's pretty awesome.
Well, and I think when you approach it as a, I'm going to come in and be a faithful, joyous servant.
Yes.
And not necessarily, you know, at the end of your life, I'm going to preach to you and make sure that you become a Christian if you're not right. You know, a Christian at this point, but just almost like being contagious in your joy.
Thank you.
You know, in a positive light. I think sometimes contagious sounds, you know, negative. You think of contagious sickness.
Yes. Right.
But I think that you can be contagious in your joy and spreading things the way you want to spread them. And, you know, I think you've done a very good job of leading this business in that direction, and you know, your patients as well. I'm really impressed with what you've done. And like I said, 40 employees is huge in our area. That's not a small business. And I look forward to seeing where you can, you know, kind of push things in the future. So if people want to check out that website, it's affordableassistprivatecare.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And they can see all the services on there, and there's an intake form there as well.
Yes,
correct?
Ma'am.
So if you fill out that intake form, what can people expect after that?
We will receive the intake form within 4 hours. You will receive a phone call from us. We will go over the application with you. We will come into your home within 2 days. And after we come into the home and assess the patient, then about 24 hours from then, we'll get to work.
And I'm guessing that there's been patients where they're, you can just, maybe they need a hospital grade bed and they don't have that. And just when you come in, just the quality of life increases.
Yes, ma'am.
Just because you guys have the skill set and know what needs our people have.
And the good part about us is anything that we have, we donate back to the patient. Mm. So if we have hospital beds right now, we have wheelchairs, we have walkers, we have depends, mm-hmm. wound care supplies, oxygen.
How have you accumulated all these things over the years? Just, people know to donate them to you.
Yes.
Because they know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And we give them all back. We do not charge for any of that.
Yeah. Which is a great business model. Sometimes when you stick in that affordable, you know, place, it's hard to make sure that you're still providing an income for yourself and your mm-hmm. family. And then, like I said, all these other employees, but you've been able to do that. You know, God's shown out been able to provide for you and your employees. Thank you so much, Tanya, for being here today. I've really enjoyed learning more about your story. Check out affordableassistprivatecare.com. Learn more, and maybe your loved ones need Tanya's assistance. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.